When I was 17 and just a little bit bewildered, feeling cheated and hungover in the wake of adolescence, my recruiter took my number and he graded my exam. Said you'd be a perfect soldier, except you got no depth perception. Said I wanna serve my country and I've got so much potential. He said what you lack in height you more than make up for in density. You see, I'd always suffered from a lack of self-esteem. So if my country doesn't want me, then I'll join the Catholic Church. So I enrolled in seminary where I memorized the gospel. But they caught me reading on the road and threw me on my ass. There were a bunch of other factors which I won't enumerate. So then I'm sitting in my parents' Norman Rockwell living room and being still so as to hear my ego crashing in my ears. When the voice of reason says, son, have you thought about the future? And I get real sick, but now I'm fine. I'm really fine. By 23, I gained a sort of enigmatic drive, and having no success with suicide, I thought I'd turn to art, so I acquired a set of brushes, and I went without a bath, which presumably implied I had a new set of beliefs. But I'd underestimated the important role of talent, which was easily apparent from the record of my sales. And in the meantime, I'd severely strained a muscle in my thigh, attempting to sustain the lotus on a neighbor's kitchen table. In the hospital, I thought of doing something for the world, but the Peace Corps didn't answer, so I joined a cooking school, having always held and cherished an affinity for food. But my self-respect deflated with an undercooked souffle, and I was back to bussing tables at that Denny's in Salinas, where I sort of snapped, but now I'm well.
He's well, he's really
I'm
well.
I'm really well.
He's well, he's really well.
Yeah, it's a long story how I got to say now I'm well. I met a girl who told me to be more like my dad. I asked her more like which one of the five that I had. She said a change is coming, don't go feeling so used. I said my only problem is I'm chronically confused. On my 27th birthday, which occurred about that age, I was talking to the analyst who found me selling incense at an airport after having left the clinic, about a crisis and some silly Venice metaphor for sinking in the soul, when my thought was interrupted by a birthmark on my arm, which looked a little like Nebraska. I'd forgotten since those 2 weeks of pre-med and junior college, which I quit to study judo. Then I looked at all the meat and marrow someone stuck together, all the veins and vital organs, all that gray and white, all humming and collaborating, ticking and recycling and making that Nebraska on my arm a possibility. Then I got up from that couch and I shouted, hey, I own this thing! And my analyst suspected I was closing on the edge, and I convinced him when I said I wouldn't send him any money. He said, don't go getting cocky, cause you've had one revelation, cause the only tool you've got against psychosis is experience, and yours has all been bad. And I said, you're damn right, but now I'm good.
He's good, really
I'm really good.
He's good,
yeah, now I'm good. It took a long time for me to wake up and see. I'm good.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So
don't stop me now.
Having a good time, having a good time.
supersonic woman of you.
Yeah. When I When I was smaller and people were taller, I realized that I was different. I had a power that set me apart. I learned to take it, to use it, to make it. It's not so bad to be different, to do your own thing and do it with heart. Different is hard, different is lonely, different is trouble for you only. Different is heartache, different is pain, but I'd rather be different than be the same. At first I'd wonder what hex I was under. What did I do to be so different? Then I discovered some others like me. Wonder no longer, together we're stronger. It's not so bad to be different. Be true to yourself, that's what you must be.
Of love, they write of one another. It's always sis or ma and pa, sweetheart or a brother. But love songs that they've aimed at me have all gone on the shelf. I don't think that is fair, so now I'll write one of myself. I love me, I love me, I love myself to death. I love me, I love me, till I'm all out of breath. I stop at every slot machine that I should chance to pass, and give myself a hug and squeeze as I look in the glass. Oh, I love me, I love me, I'm wild about sweet me. I love me, only me, so I'm content, you see. With me I like to make a date, to meet myself at 8:30. If I'm not there, I never wait. I'm wild about myself. I love me, I love me, every place I go. I love me, and at a movie show, I take myself right by my arm and push me through the crowd, and listen to myself read me the titles right out loud. Oh, I love me, I love me, I love to squeeze my hand. I love me, I love me, it always feels so grand. With me I get right in my tub, I let myself give me a rub. Oh, how I love to feel me scrub. I'm wild about myself. I love me, I love me, I'm wild about myself. I love me, my picture's on my shelf. You may not think I look so good, but me thinks I'm just fine. It's grand when I look in my eyes and know that I'm all mine. I love me, and my love doesn't bore. Day by day, in every way, I love me more and more. I take me to a quiet place, I put my arm around my waist. If me gets fresh, I slap my face. Ma, I'm wild about myself.
Thank you. couple weeks ago, my wife and I took a little trip down to Mexico. Met this young girl there. We brought her back with us. Now she lives with us in our home. She cleans the hallway. She cleans the stair. She cleans the living room. She wipes the baby's ass. She drives the kids to school. She does the laundry too. She wrote this song for me. Listen. Yeah. The other afternoon, my wife and I took a little ride into Beverly Hills. Went to the private school, our oldest child attends. Many famous people send their children there. This teacher says to us, we have a problem here. This child just will not do a thing I tell him to. He's such a big old thing, he hurts the other children. All the games they play, he plays so rough. Hold it, teacher, wait a minute. Maybe my ears are clogged or something. Maybe I'm not understanding the English language. Yeah, you don't seem to realize my life is good. My life is good. My life is good, you old bag. Some young associates of ours are flying in to see us from New York City. They're gonna stay with us for a couple weeks or so. I'm gonna take them to restaurants and everything. Gonna get them some real good cocaine. They don't get much where they come from. And this one guy's wife is such a pretty little brown thing. And I'm liable to give her a poke or two. What do you think of that? Teacher, let me tell you this story. Just this morning, my wife and I went to this hotel in the hills. That's right, the Bel Air Hotel. A very good friend of ours happens to be staying. And the name of this young man is Mr. Bruce Springsteen. That's right. Yeah, we talked about this kind of woodblock or something. This new guitar we like. And you know what he said to me? I'll tell you what he said to me. Brad, I'm tired. How would you like to be the boss for a while? Well, yeah. Blow, big man. My life is good. My life. Thank you.
Hey, Dad, what's 1 and 1, you know?
One and two, yeah.
How'd you know? How'd you know?
I know, cause I'm a big brain.
Spell dog.
Dale, you spell dog. Yeah.
How'd you know?
I know, cause I'm a big brain. The ground,
tang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang.
How'd you know? I know, cause I'm a big brain.
Tell me now, who was the first president?
George Washington, yeah.
How'd you know?
I know, cause I'm a big brain.
Yeah, one and two. He's a big brain.
Two and two is four.
He's a big brain. He's a big brain. He's a big brain.
Four.
One and two. He's a big brain.
Bye. Okay, well, good evening, my friends, and welcome once again to the Bit Slap, where we slap your bits until you go home. I don't know. Nobody's ever asked me that before. Truth is, I had to come up with a name for the show in a hurry. All right, I had like a day, and that was it. All right, my other show is called Addlewood, by the way. That's named after where I live, and that's the show I do up here in Maine. Anyway, enough about me. Because, you know, this show is about me anyway. It's an ego show tonight. So, you know, what do you think of these songs? I'll read them out to you, okay? We started with Twang. Don't know anything about him. But that was Now I'm Good. You know, the road to improvement takes many strange turns. Don't Stop Me Now, of course, from Queen. The ultimate feel-good song, I think. I Feel Good About Me was media, or at least as much of it as... I could take. I have to be the arbitrary decider on these matters, and it did not bode well for media. I Love Myself was Chaka Khan, featuring B. Slade and DJ Sidney Perry, of course. The Damned, I Think I'm Wonderful. Warhead was the ever-loving Bell Rays. I loved it. I don't think they could do anything wrong. Different, excuse me, that was Mama Cass. Mama died 46 years ago, a couple of days ago, the 29th. She died in the same house that Harry Nilsson died in. Okay, Billy Murray. After that, I Love Me. My Life Is Good. Maybe not me, but My Life Is Good. Randy Newman there. Pinky. I swear this is true. This is who these guys are. Pinky Tuscadero's White Knuckle Ass Fuck. Okay, that's who they are. And the song is called I'm Gonna. The Letterman, that's right, The Letterman after that. Hey Big Brain from 1958, obviously a flip side. And then Hang On To Your Ego from the Beach Boys, the other version of I Know There's An Answer. And of course there is an answer, and usually it doesn't involve somebody's ego. I think that the problems we have today, except for maybe, well, yeah, it's all ego-driven. Capitalism is ego-driven, politics is ego-driven. Don't get me started, all right? Let me just remind you that I'm still here for now until they can drag me away. And I'm healthy, and I'm going to stay healthy. And I'm me, goddammit. And I've got a radio show to finish. So if you'll excuse me, I'll be back in a while.
If I were a bus conductor and I owned a bus garage, if that was me, you could all ride free. I'm in charge. If I were a tall policeman with feet so very large, you could park where you like, I'd even move my bike. I'm in charge. What people need is leadership, and leadership I'd give. This is Bruce's motto. Give a little more, take a little more. If you were in the army, and if I were your Sarge, I'd be very pally, even at Rivali.
Have a lie in, boys. Bit cold this morning. Don't want to do. I'll bring you a cup of tea about 11:30. I'm in charge!
Politician, no more bread and march. Give the people prizes, more rises. I'm in charge. If I were your bookmaker and your bet was heavy as a barge, I'd be so very nice you could make your own prize. I'm in charge. What people need is leadership, and leadership I'd give. This is Bruce's motto. Give a little more, take a little more. If I had the Bank of England and your overdraft was large, even a crackpot could win my jackpot. You've got 40 days to take as much money as you like, starting from now. That's one, good. Two, keep going, you're doing... But you've done it! Drunk with power now.
order in my head that simply can't be passed. I'll come up behind you and I'll just push you right off the track. I'm the flying fool and I'm real cool. Better kiss me than jump back. And when I win that championship and get the picture in the news, I'm gonna join that West Side Country Club with $1,000 dues. Well, I'm 8'7" tall. I got my teeth shining like pearl. I get my hair cut every day so I won't look like a girl. And in those curves, I got no nerves. I drive with my eyes shut. I rode my Chrysler 37 times and never even got cut. I'm a flying fool, I'm pretty good. I'm the fastest man in town. Come on out to speed around and I'll mash you in the ground. Well, I'm the greatest guy since Jesus Christ, but I got a beautiful wife who loves me every day and night and trembles for my life. I'm a better man than you are, but if I catch you out on the track, I'll pull your arms and legs right off, sectionize your back. I'm the flying fool, and I'm real cool, just about to go insane. So come on out and race me, I'm a southern stock car mania.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States or whatever.
I like being me.
Being me.
And I know that you agree.
Agree.
It is so very true.
True.
You're the best at being you.
Really you. Really you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like every day.
Every day.
I can work and I can play.
I play.
Every day when it's done.
Done.
I look back on all the fun.
Lots of fun. Yes, I'm
glad I'm me. Yes, I'm glad I'm me. Because my life is really great. I'm gonna celebrate. Well, I'm glad I'm me. Yes, I'm glad I'm me. Because my life is really great. I'm gonna celebrate. Drugs are not for me.
You know you've got a lot going for yourself now.
I'm so glad I'm free.
Everything's fine, everything's super duper.
Drugs are not for me.
You have to keep your body strong, your brain sharp.
I'm so glad I'm free.
Feeling good, like I should.
I like being me.
About your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover.
We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your holes. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. 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 Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me.
I'm discontented, my wife is demented, three fenders she dented today. I'm disenchanted, got mugged by a bandit, to whom I just handed my pay. But I won't harbor frustration, my medication just can't go wrong. Freud was an dulcer, he said use your skull, sir, and you'll cure your ulcer in song. First you go and roll a trunk, then you trip a Trappist monk. Throw some worms in grandma's sleeping bag,
and you'll be doing the hostility brag.
Next you kick a pussy cat, paint a horse with chicken fat. Drill some holes in sister's brand new jive,
and you'll be doing.
Teach dirty words to minor birds. Drop engine sludge in mama's fudge. Stick juicy fruit on daddy's suit. Pour minestrone on victim all.
You need no psych,
stuff the plumbing at the Y. Sit on grandma's raging fire. Set her aunt on fire for a gag.
Born in Chicago,
raised in the city streets. My mama gave me the basic facts of life. Get in the car, boy. Put your seatbelt on. I never ride with anyone unless they wear the seatbelt. That's one of my rules. You look like you've been in a few scrapes. I mean, you're skinny and weak looking, but you're kind of wiry too. I bet you can handle yourself all right if you have to. Know what I mean? I get into fighting, man, I'm serious. Someone crosses me, straight off I nut him in the face and bring my heel down on that foot and break the bone. I'm a fighter and a winner. A bad man. You know, everyone can tell the way I am. I walk into a bar or someone's place of work, they're shit scared. For a man. Hey, guess how many suits I got? Guess how many pair of shoes? Guess how many ties? Shit, I don't know. Shut up. Must be 25 at least. And you better believe they're all silk. Everyone. Think your girlfriend loves you? One way to tell if a woman really loves you. If she'll have your dog. I'm a bad man.
folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver. Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh no.
No way. No, I've gotta go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an asshole. Yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole.
Buddy, yo.
I use public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an asshole. Yo, yo, yo. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an asshole. Yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole. Yo, yo. Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong. A 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pounder cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
Hey, you know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing the song, pal? I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole. A-S-S-H-O-L-E. Everybody, A-S-S-H-O-L-E. And I'm proud of it.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I am green. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special. But I am green. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Whatever makes her happy, whatever Piggy wants, she's so fucking special. I wish I was special, but I am green. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
Sometimes I smell like a barrel rotting fruit, stinking up the jungle under the hot tropical sun. Other times I smell like thick black swamp water. On a warm summer day. These are a few of my many smells. Won't you come and smell me? Won't you share my stench? Won't you come and smell me? Won't you share my stench? Once I smelled just like that room after Grandma used it. We've been eating prunes. Other times it smells like a city garbage strike. When all the horse flies grow to 3 inches long. These are a few of my many smells. Won't you come and smell me? Won't you share my scent? Won't you come and smell? Get itself a sickening sweet smell. I could really make you ill. Smell me, smell me, smell me, smell me, smell me. See me, hear me. Touch me, smell me.
All right, we are back. This is Peter Green you hear before. The version of this before was the original from Freddie King. And it occurred to me once when I first heard Freddie King was like, holy Christ, that's Eric Clapton. And I keep hearing it. And I also keep hearing it with Peter Green, too. So, I don't know. Just letting you know that I am still healthy, but this is the kind of stuff I think about. Bruce Forsyth up top there from 1959. That was called I'm in Charge. Okay. Joe Jackson, I'm the Man. No questions there. The Gilbert Shelton Ensemble from 1966. Who knows who Gilbert Shelton is? That was a Southern stock car man. Gilbert Shelton is the guy who wrote the fabulous Furry Freak Brothers and many other things. Fat Freddy's Cat, you know. Liam Lynch after that, the United States of My... Sorry, My United States of Whatever. Yeah. I'm Glad I'm Me was McGruff. Took as much of that I could stand. You know, the guy who did McGruff is now a sex healer. I don't know why I mentioned that. I want to talk about me. I do, but later. That was Toby Keith, okay? Let's see, Jackie Leonard. An early breed of nasty comics, like, you know, like, what's his name? Don Rickles and stuff like that. Yeah, anyway, that was Hostility Rag. The Bad Man was the Juicy Bananas. I'm not beginning to use that. I'm an Asshole. Yeah, was Dennis Leary. He's proud of it. Good for him. Sad Kermit and Creep. I love that version more than the original, which I like a lot. Dead Milkman after that, My Many Smells. Even worse after that, We Suck. And I don't think they suck that bad. I've heard worse. Let's see, Ivor Biggin and the Red-Nosed Burglars or Ivor Biggin, all right? I Wish I Was. And then Jess Conrad from 1961. Why? Why am I living? Well, we're not sure about that, but so we've gone the whole gamut from A to B here on Egos. Got a few more that maybe, I don't know, think about them, but tell you what, I'll be back next week, and I'll be dragging what's left of my ego with me. I suggest you be there waiting for me.
I am as strong a person as anyone can be. You'll have to have a lot of strength to be as strong as me. I'm strong because I love you and will until I die. And stronger because the one that I love most of all is I. Well, I am as high a flyer as ever hit the sky. I can soar above the clouds and I don't even try. High above the buildings, out over the sea, everybody way down there wants to be with me. 'Cause I am as strong a person as anyone can be. You'll have to have a lot of strength to be as strong as me. I'm strong because I love you and will until I die. And stronger 'cause the one that I love most of all is I. Well, you know, I am so beautiful, I can't believe it quite, how in this world of error, anything could be so right. The essence of perfection, how lucky can I be, to be such close acquaintance with anyone like me. I am as strong a person as anyone can be. You'll have to have a lot of strength to be as strong as me. I'm strong because I love you and will until I die. And stronger 'cause the one that I love most of all is I. And I'll tell you a little secret just between me and you. I know that I am pretty great, but you can be great too. All it takes is believing. Try it and you'll see. Close your eyes, let your spirits rise, and sing along with me. I am as strong a person as anyone can be. You'll have a lot of strength to be as strong as me. I'm strong because I love you and will until I die. And stronger 'cause the one that I love most of all is I. I am the strongest person when I work with you. When When we work together, there's no telling what we'll do. 'Cause true strength comes from numbers. Put it to the test. When we work together, that's when I love me best.
I am as strong a person as anyone can be. You'll have to have a lot of strength to be as strong as me. I'm strong because I love you and will until I die. I'm strong because the one that I love most of all is I. And stronger cause the one that I love most of all is I.
Such real things, and they change and change and change. Sad and grumpy, down in the dumpy, snuggly, huggly, mean and ugly, sloppy, slappy, hoppy, happy, change and change and change. Real things, and they change and change and change. It's alright, no. Feelings come and feelings go. It's alright to cry. It might make you feel better. It's all right to cry, little boy. I know some big boys that cry, too.